KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 24 degrees. We look for skies to be mostly sunny this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 54. Much less windy today than it was yesterday, with winds becoming southwesterly at 5 to 10. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Suzanne Cooner, the CEO of the Audubon County Memorial Hospital and Clinics and the Medical Incident Commander for the Audubon County Emergency Operations Center, issued a statement this week pleading with county residents to strictly follow social distancing orders issued by the governor. Cooner says keep you and your family home or in the yard whenever possible. If you want to take a walk around the community, do so by keeping your distance from those outside of your immediate family circle. And if your friend or family member doesn't live with you in your house, you should not be within 6 feet of them. That means that you shouldn't go to each other's houses. Your kids don't need to meet up somewhere to hang out, and you don't need to go to the store for every little thing you need. When you absolutely can't go another day because you're out of something, Cooner says, then one person in the family should go to the store. Social distancing, she said, is the only method available to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus. And she says, while I have the power, no power to make you do anything, I'm pleading with you to do the right thing and do it fast. If you think it won't infect you, the COVID-19, you're wrong. And if you think that if you don't have the symptoms, you could not be spreading it, you're wrong. Also, if you think your friends and family won't die from it, you might be wrong. Do you want to take that chance? Under the governor's emergency proclamation, anyone who refuses to limit social gatherings could face charges. Iowa Department of Public Safety Commissioner Stephen Bayens on Monday said violation of the orders could result in the filing of simple misdemeanor charges with citations and a fine amounting up to $250. You can read more of what Suzanne Cooner had to say in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds provided an update Thursday morning on the latest in COVID-19 for the 24-hour period that ended from where our cover from Wednesday through Thursday morning in Iowa.
We had 125 new positive cases for a total of 1,270 positive cases. We had no new counties as of yesterday, so the total number of counties remains at 79. We had 882 negative cases for a total of 13,703 negative cases. We have the capacity to test at the state hygienic lab of 2,530 tests.
And 115 people were in the hospital. As of the latest information, 476 had recovered, or more than 38%. There were also two more deaths reported in Linn County. Both were an elderly or older adult. The death toll in Iowa now stands at 29, as of the latest information. The governor said also on Thursday that officials spent this time this week analyzing the RMCCs, or Regional Medical Coordination Centers, established by the Iowa National Guard to support the IDPH and Healthcare Coalition. And on Thursday, she highlighted regions in southwest and western Iowa. RMCC Region 4 covers the southwest part of the state.
The number of initial claims reported by the U.S. Department of Labor filed in Iowa between Sunday, March 29th, and Saturday, April 4th, was 67,187. And the number of continuing claims, meaning second and beyond weekly claims, was 92,952. This includes 3,147 claims filed by individuals who work in Iowa but who live outside of our state.
And Sioux City Police have announced several staff members have tested positive for COVID-19, but officials are not releasing the exact number of employees affected or what their positions or roles may be within the department. Sergeant Jeremy McClure said the department just learned of the positive test results on Thursday.
We wanted to make sure that we're being transparent and then also review the procedures that we have in place to ensure that we are following the best practices to protect the public and our officers. The important thing is right now our capabilities to provide essential services have not been impacted, and we continue to monitor our employees' health.
McClure says the department has enough staff to respond to 911 calls and other calls for service in Sioux City.
Officers have been sanitizing equipment, cars regularly, and then as of today, officers will be wearing masks when interacting with the public and co-workers, just to ensure that we're being as safe as possible and minimizing the risk.
Sioux City Police Department employees who tested positive for COVID-19 are recovering in isolation, according to McClure. He says the entire staff has not been tested.
Any employees that we think may possibly be getting sick, we've been working with an overabundance of caution and providing them the resources they need to take care of themselves, and whether that's self-isolating or any other resource we can provide to them just to protect them and the other staff members.
It appears Sioux City's police department may be the first law enforcement agency in the state to have the staff test positive for COVID-19. The president of the Iowa Sheriffs and Deputies Association told the Des Moines Register on Wednesday that he was unaware of any Iowa deputy or officer testing positive for the virus. A Lyon County farmer who was injured in a helicopter crash near a school has settled his lawsuit against the helicopter company and the pilot. Steve Arendt and his wife Lori of Earl Inwood had sued Ride the Sky Helicopters of Sioux City and pilot Robert Cryer for negligence. Arendt had rented to a helicopter in November of 2017 to find a herd of his cows that got loose. The helicopter crashed after spiking a power line less than a mile from West Lyon Community Schools near Inwood. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson reports the arrest on April the 8th of 23-year-old Andrew Allen Malloy of Audubon. Malloy was charged with burglary in a third degree following an investigation of the break-in of the Exira car wash in January. He was being held in the Audubon County Jail on a $16,000 bond for the burglary charge as well as other unrelated charges. And 29-year-old Cole Jacob Benton of Hamlin was arrested March 12th in Audubon County for tampering with a witness. The charge stems from an investigation into an incident that occurred while he was being held in the Audubon County Jail. Benton appeared before the magistrate and was released. The Harlan Police Department Thursday said two people had been arrested back on March 26th. 50-year-old Anthony Edward Rickle of Harlan was arrested for violation of a no-contact order and transported to the Shelby County Jail. And 37-year-old Justin Henriksen of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, interference with official acts, and an improper light. The Iowa State Patrol Thursday released the name of a man who died Tuesday evening when the motorcycle he was riding collided with an SUV in Page County. 72-year-old Gary Wayne Taylor, Sr. of Shenandoah, died at the scene of the accident near the intersection of Highway 2 and Avenue C. Taylor was riding a 2013 Harley-Davidson cycle that hit an SUV broadside when the SUV slowed to turn left from Highway 2 onto C Avenue. The driver of the SUV, 72-year-old Michael Flynn of Shenandoah, was not hurt. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Creston man reported Wednesday evening that sometime since last September, someone had taken his John Deere GX335 54-inch deck mower. The machine was valued at $4,000. Governor Kim Reynolds is urging residents in the state to focus on what they can do individually to stop the spread of the coronavirus and less about whether she will have to order future restrictions to fight the outbreak. Reynolds told reporters yesterday that sometimes everyone is getting so hung up on the metrics guiding the state's response, including whether stay-at-home orders may become necessary. She said Iowans should focus first and foremost on increasing compliance with the social distancing rules. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.